RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Hey, good morning. How's this for a twist on TD Green? Brian Cozio is off, and Kevin Sylvester is here. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Mitis with you here. We're in studio today. Derek Kramer at the control. TD Green, thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning. And this first segment, we are, you heard the guy say phone lines are open. We don't do this enough, frankly.
No, because we're on site.
We're usually on site, and it's difficult to take some phone calls. But if you want some help with your game, got a question on equipment, something's been happening, in your golf swing, Jeff's here to help you with that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. The phone numbers, if you want to get in on that, we're going to talk about the PGA Tour this week, the upcoming major with the Open Championship. We're going to talk to two guys at the bottom of the hour. So if you want the call, get in the first half hour here. Bottom of the hour, the Golf Crusade. These are two young gentlemen who've gone pretty much everywhere. And a fun follow on Instagram with all the golf courses that they've been to.
How many is that?
A gazillion. I know. I want to say they're trying to reach 1,000. They may have already done it. They're pretty darn close.
Wow.
And one of them is from Waterloo, New York, where I grew up. So that's how I learned about these guys. So they're going to come on at 7:30. Kevin Price from the Korn Ferry Tour. And I want to say it's probably cornferrytour.com. It used to be the web.com tour.
Get used to it. It's a 10-year contract.
10-year contract. Yep. Korn Ferry Tour. I had to work the first tournament leaderboards, the Travelers Championships, when it came through. So the first couple of days, it was like I had to remember Korn Ferry Tour. But it's still the pathway to the PGA Tour. It's at peak and peak this week, and they've had a bunch of rain delays down there in Clymer, New York. But Kevin Price, former WGR alum, yep, matter of fact, is going to join us at 7:45 to update us on the tournament and how it's going. But again, if you want some help with your game, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I do want to mention this, and I'll probably mention this a bunch. The Duster Challenge is coming up August 2nd at Fox Valley Club. It is our 18-hole putting tournament. It benefits the PGA Reach Foundation and the HOPE program, which is helping our patriots everywhere. And this is a great program for veterans in golf. This is our fourth annual tournament. But every year, we get to this point, Jeff. Every year we get here and we're like, wow, this is just weeks away. And we have stragglers signing up every year. And then the last week it's a push, and we get our competitors. We get to 50. We try to keep it to 50 so we can get it all done in one night. Doesn't mean other people can't come. More than 50 come, which is great. Food, drink. It benefits a great cause. It's an awesome time under the lights. You don't need to be great at it. Everybody can putt. It's a fun tournament. It's $50. DusterChallenge.com.
And
starts with a D.
This is when I get excited because it's fun.
It's a
great
blast.
Night. I always have a blast being there and watching everybody putt. You know, I always tell my beginner golfers, I tell all my golfers, you don't have to be the best athlete in the world to be the best putter. Anybody standing in front of me could be the best putter in the world. And that's what's cool about putting, and I've always enjoyed that part of the game.
So. Yeah. You know what? A good putter, Jordan Spieth said this, was it the Travelers? The putter frees up the rest of your bag.
I would agree.
Right? Yeah. I mean, if you're sinking putts, you swing a little freer, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yeah, and I don't know how good of a putter I actually am. I'm probably in some sort of denial, but you know, because I think I'm a good putter, and people have told me I'm a good putter, I go out there and I feel like I can make any putt. And when I hit a bad putt, I shrug it off. It's confidence. It's an attitude, and there are fundamentals to it that help make you a really good putter.
Sure.
But yeah, it's one of those things where that's kind of you hung your hat on, so you feel confident. You might putt poorly, but you don't realize it.
Well, speaking of putting,
mm-hmm.
let's knock out the Western York PGA Tip of the Week early here.
All right.
Presented by the Western York PGA Growing and Giving Game. And because you mentioned about being a good putter, and in the Duster, there are some putts
mm-hmm.
that you don't try to make because of slope and speed and just the angle. But so my question to you is, for all the golfers out there listening, that you've had putts like this, you're like, oh, boy, this looks quick. Like, when do you determine and how do you determine when you're not going to make a putt?
Geez, I don't know if I've ever thought that. I mean, I may have accepted that I may not make this putt, but I think I'm definitely trying to make that putt. I don't ever remember trying to hit a putt somewhere so I could make the next one. I was always
not even lagging.
Lagging, definitely, but I still, okay. When I'm hitting that lag, I have a vision in my mind that the path the ball is going to go, the speed the ball is going to go, and where it's going to drop into the hole.
Right.
And
I agree with that, sure.
Yeah,
yep.
And if I hit the putt, great, and all those things fall in line, that's maybe it goes in. But I don't know that I've ever had the mentality that, hey, I'm not going to make this, I'll just whack it up there.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why you would cause three putts, because you wouldn't be focused on hitting the best shot you could at that time. You wouldn't be really engrossed in trying to get the speed perfect. And maybe that's where you would struggle three putting or getting the ball close to the hole.
You know, it's funny. I fashion myself a good putter. Mm-hmm. But same thing.
That's
people tell me
basically what I'm saying.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You're a good,
yes.
You know, people tell you a good putter. Well, you and I had a great match last year at the Duster, right?
Yeah, I think I won.
I don't think you did. Yeah,
I remember it differently. Like I said, I play tricks with my mind here.
You putted one hand. I remember you putted one handed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were holding the Mick Ultra in the other hand.
Probably.
And I said, okay. And your comment to me was, wow, you're a good putter.
Oh.
Anyhow, see, when a PGA pro compliments me on, so I remember,
mm-hmm.
I pot that one in the bank. But anyway, there are putts where you have some tough angles. And this is my mentality with it when I say, you know, planning, you know, when not to make, I guess mm-hmm. it's how you said it, where, okay, this is the line I want. If it doesn't go in, I'm leaving myself. My leave is
right,
very
you might
makeable.
Focus
right,
on that speed to have that.
Yes,
lead.
Yeah. I'm trying. Like, this is the line I want. I, you know, you're obviously going to putt it where you think it's going to go in, but what's my leave? And that's the way I think. You know, with those things, unless I'm in a match and I know a two putt wins it.
I'd like to make that one putt and just, you know, punctuate it. But I think a lot of people don't realize, like, when you're trying to make that putt, you're not always going right in the front of the hole. You know, when you're visualizing that putt, you know, we look at it as a clock, I guess. Hey, sometimes it's going in at 3 o'clock, sometimes it's going in at 9 o'clock. So visualizing and trying to just focus, as we always say in all our clinics and when we teach people, speed is always going to be more important than line with putting.
Sure. Well, I always try to make it in the back of the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the PGA Tour, which everybody, you know, we all watch, they're back of the cup because, you know, what's their miss most often? It's 2 feet past the cup.
Right.
It's not 2 feet short of the cup. And you often see if they miss short of the cup, they're mad.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, how did I not get that to the hole, right?
Right.
And they're always trying to get the ball to the hole.
I think you're always trying to give it a chance. You want to give every putt a chance, and you feel frustrated when it comes up short because it didn't have a chance to go in. That's, I guess.
My thought. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So, in summary, approaching, because this is the official tip today.
Okay.
In summary, when you're approaching a difficult putt, what should the golfer do?
You know, I'd really just engross myself in the speed. I'd take a lot of practice strokes. I'd try to have real good visualization of how this ball is going to roll. And then I really just try to make sure I hit it with the right speed. I have real light grip pressure. I try to relax everything in my body, you know, your shoulders. Take a cleansing breath. That sounds funny. But yeah, you take a, you know, when you go through your routine. I lean heavily on my routine. You know, I do the same thing every time before every putt for the most part. I may take a number of different practice strokes depending on the difficulty getting the speed. But other than that, I do almost the same thing every time and let it go and just focus on the speed and just be really relaxed, accept the consequences too. You know, you can't be afraid of the putt after the putt you're hitting. That's, you know, you just got to hit the best putt you can this time. And then the next time, if you miss it, you got to hit the best putt you can.
I like the way you said that. You cannot be afraid of the next putt if you miss.
Right.
Don't be afraid of the next putt.
No, that's a tentative stroke then. You know, you can have confident strokes that are very slow, very, very short. You know, some of the best putts you'll hit are sometimes a 3-footer. You know, you just absolutely stripe it.
I hope my partner this week in the Orchard Park Invitational, Will, is listening to that.
Okay.
Let's not be afraid of the next putt.
No. Try to make this one.
That is this is part of my favorite part of the summer, the golf season. We're in the Invitational season, Jeff.
You play an Invitational?
I do.
Wow.
Yes.
That's an update.
Yeah. You act like I'm playing one every week. I'm playing like two,
a month. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No. I wish it was two a month. That would be physically difficult to do two a month.
There are guys who do it. Believe me.
Oh, I know. Yes. I know. I only know because I see him.
You see him because you're on the handicap committee.
Well, no, I see him. I see some of the same guys at the two that I play in.
The summer tour.
I know there are guys, but they're usually really, really, really good players that play like every week in one of these things.
Or retired.
Yeah. Well, I know a guy who plays around the country in them. You know, which is because he's really good. But I'm like, how do you do it? I mean, the golf part, I sort of get. But it's the other part.
Yeah, it's the dinner.
Yes, like how do you do the stag nights, the, you know, pool parties, the dinners.
The Calcutta.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens, but that's certainly a way to do it. 803-0550 is a number if you got a question about your game, something on golf, on putting. You know, one of the things I just did recently, and only because I, you know, what golfer is ever content with anything, right?
None.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, somebody out there just shot probably the best round of their life yesterday, but there's something they want to fix.
Well, you can find two or three shots after any round. Oh, if I just did this. I missed that putt. Yeah.
Yeah, you go over that. Oh, I caught that one a little thin, you know, over the green. If I would have done that.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But I went to Woods to Wedges because I wanted the grip on my putter. I had a white grip on there. And, you know.
Aesthetics.
The aesthetics, yeah. Yeah. My hands, you know, they get a little dirty during the round, and that transfers to the putter. And I'm like, you know what?
Not a man of your golf stature. Yeah, can't have dirty grips.
Yeah, it looks unkempt. Yes. I need to, you know, you can't really clean it. So I went over there, and I saw Donna at Woods to Wedges, and I was like, yeah, I'm looking for a new putter grip. And, you know, so I like the fatter grips, right, the Super Strokes. But I wanted a pistol grip. Have you tried a fat pistol grip?
I've seen fat pistol grips. I don't think Super Stroke makes a fat pistol
they
grip.
They do not.
They do not.
They do not. Wind does. Okay. No, golf is Golf Pride. Golf Pride does.
I have a pistol grip, but not a fat one.
I love it. It is the best. I don't know. I feel like the strokes even more free because of that. Because most of us, our first putter was the old, you know, Tiger uses the Ping pistol grip, right? And it's still the thin grip, which is kind of unusual for a golfer of his age.
Correct.
Right? To use the thinner grip, old Ping, you know, little pistol grip
on
there.
Takes some Sharpie and covers up the Ping.
Yes, covers up the Ping there, but we all know that's what it is with Tiger's grip. And so I said, I want to try, and the feel is just, it's awesome.
And I think that's a good way, you know, just changing the feel sometimes in your putting stroke can make a world of difference. I'd rather see people do that than change their grip than change their putter. You know, you don't want to go changing, go buy a Scotty Cameron every other week if you're not putting well. The other thing you notice is good putters have the same putter for a long time, I think. Like Mark Kirk up at Craigburn. I think he's had that putter for, I don't know, how old's Mark? I don't want to say, but yeah. The putter's up there. So, but he putts beautifully. And, you know, you see that, you know, Tiger's had the same style of putter.
He's tried to change.
Yep.
Right.
Short, yeah, when he struggles, you know, sometimes you'll search for something that may just spark something.
Right.
Because, like you say, a lot of putting is your attitude and confidence.
Well, you know, you go out and you putt with a new putter. I've always felt this. If you're a good putter, you're a good putter. You're going to make putts with any, no matter what the putter is.
Maybe not a bullseye, the old bullseye.
I have one of those.
I do too. I can't believe I ever made a putt with that thing in my life. Yeah, those are hard to putt with.
I still putt with that in my basement a little bit. On my, here's a plug, custom turf, you know, putty green. I'll do that every now and then. I'll putt left-handed with it sometimes. Yep. It's fun to do.
Yeah.
A little bit, but yeah, no, the advancement in the weight and, you know, the, and, but here's the thing. If you're unsure of what putter's your best, like I remember I wanted to get a mallet putter, and I went over to the Sam Putt Lab, and Woods the Wedges there, and they're like, actually, you know, you're a blade style putter all the way.
So you have an open door, closed door type
of stroke. Open door, closed door stroke. Mm-hmm. That's what you need. That's your putter. That's your style to go. And so that's what I have. Like I have like four or five putters. Shocking to you,
I thought it would have been more, to be honest. Okay, yes.
I did do it more.
Is your wife listening? Yeah.
She knows. But they're all blade style, you know, different variants of that. And
so do you know if they're quarter droop or full droop? So in putting, when you hold the balance of putter on your finger.
Right, the toe hang.
Yeah.
Only one's face balance. Actually, T-squared putters in Orchard Park.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make a face balance blade.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, and you know what? I noticed the difference with it. When I putt with that, I'll putt left hand low with that putter because it's straight. It doesn't, you know, I've got to avoid the swinging door.
And that's how I teach all my beginners to putt left hand low. I actually think it's a better way to putt. I wish I had started putting that way when I was 10 or whatever.
I don't mind like short ones. I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. Longer putts. That's where I have the challenge.
I think if you hit a lot of putts that way, you'd get comfortable with it, though. Because your right hand is still in control of the stroke. That left hand's kind of on there for the ride with the left-hand low stroke.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no pressure in that left hand.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when we had that contest on the putting green and putted with one hand right-handed.
Right.
It's the same basic stroke, and then your left hand prevents it from breaking
down. Yeah, I was saying one-handers always go in.
Yeah.
Because you're usually short, and you're just, you know.
Usually don't care. There's
usually
no
don't care. That's right. Yeah. They usually go in.
Yeah.
With that, have you tried the Bryson DeChambeau, who, by the way, shot 9-under yesterday at the 3M Open in Minnesota. Have you tried the forearm anchor?
I have not. No, I've tried. I haven't switched my technique too much throughout my life. I've gone stock standard putting because I don't want to change. I don't want to tinker.
Yeah.
I did go left-hand low for a year or two, though, and I thought that was great, but I just went back.
Yeah, went back for feel, familiarity, right?
I know a lot of people that have tried it, and you know, with mixed results. You know, it seems like one of those things. I think he's doing it for scientific reasons. I mean, in his mind, that makes the most sense. There's the least number of variables. It's the most consistent way to set up.
It de-lofts the putter face, correct?
Yeah. Kuchar does something similar, doesn't
correct.
He?
Correct, yes.
And doesn't his putter have 9 or 10 degrees aloft as opposed to 4?
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing, too. Like, when they do that, they have the, if you're just putting normal, the putter has more loft on it.
Yep.
Because they're putting it against a forearm, they're de-lofting it, so they've got to have the degree right,
right,
you know, to get that where there's nothing. I have a counterbalanced blade putter that's a little longer. That's 38 inches. And so we actually did this on Channel 2, filmed something with Stu Boyer, and I was just showing the technique, you know, hey, what's new? I said, well, this is what you're seeing on the tour, and I started making them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just feels so rigid. Right?
It might feel good. There's a lot of strokes, a lot of things you'll try that'll feel good for a day.
Right.
Yeah. And then, then after that, they start to feel awkward.
Like I made like 6 in a row from like 15 feet, which is not easy to do. I'm not saying that. And Stu says, wow, you're doing it. I said, yeah, but I couldn't do this. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, to get that, you know, my forearm feels so stiff.
I don't like de-lofting it. I don't like the lofting my putter. There is a little forward, you know, your handle should be slightly ahead of impact, but I don't like the idea of a whole bunch of forward press.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I've tried the claw, the modified claw, the paintbrush grip, it's sometimes called. That's what you see Phil Mickelson do. Sergio Garcia's went to that. And that also is interesting, but I felt like the right hand was too much into that putting stroke.
I like that putting stroke because it's in the fingers of the right hand, and that's where all your feel is. So if you're holding something in your palm, you don't have much sensitivity there. If you put it in the tips of your fingers, which is what the claw's doing, I feel like it gives you a nice little feel for the pace and the speed.
All right, let's get to a phone call in here. Andrew in Gowanda. Good morning. You're on TD Green. Did I punch him up right? I haven't punched somebody up in the studio probably in 2 years. All right, Andrew, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, the first time I started learning to golf, started getting into golf, was about 10 years ago, and it was really just my friend taking me out and giving me pointers and stuff, and probably a couple years in, I was finally starting to get on a course, you know, trusting myself to get on a course, and I probably only got...
Uh-oh.
...and another just... stop golfing.
Yeah.
And so this time around I haven't bought myself a, you know, expensive set of clubs yet, but I got a full set of clubs, and I'd like to go about it this way this time, you know, taking lessons. And I wanted to call in and get you guys opinion on a good place to take lessons and how to go about becoming a student of the game.
All right, well, I'll first say Jeff's a great teacher at Glen Oak, but it depends upon where you live, I think, too, is important.
It's kind of like a gym. Yeah. You don't want to have to drive. you're in Gowanda. Is he still on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul Agone, PGA professional at Gowanda Country Club, be great. What you want to look for is somebody that's got a PGA logo next to their name. That means they put something into it, and that's their career and that's their job, and we have to keep up on this stuff, and so they have a passion for it, and they've been trained to do it. So that's especially where you are in your game. Simple little things, setup, alignment, grip, just a basic pivot in the golf swing would make a huge difference. You don't need 100 lessons to be a student of the game. You might need one or two lessons, and you might be off and running, because who knows if you've played other sports, how they correlate, you know, if you played baseball or hockey or basketball, all those sports, they transition well into golf. So I would just find a good, competent PGA pro in your area, somebody close, Springville, Mr. Thomas at Springville, Tri-Counties down that way. There's some nice PGA pros down that way. Get with one of them, have a conversation, and come up with a plan. Don't just go every week for a lesson. You know, hey, this is what I want to achieve. I want to get better at this shot. I want to do this. I want to do that. And have a goal with every lesson, not just, hey, I'm just going to get better. No, I want to learn to hit a hook today, or I want to get rid of this bad shot, or I want to become, you know, have a proper chipping stroke. And don't forget, it's not just the full swing. It's chipping, pitching, putting, bunker play. And then go out and play with good players. People don't care how well you play. They care if you know the etiquette and you keep up with pace of play and stuff like that. Go play with good players. See what they do. Mimic someone that you hang out with that's a good player. You know, how they're hitting shots or their pre-shot routine or something like that. And just enjoy getting better. If you want immediate results, you're in the wrong sport. If you like and enjoy the process of, I hate using that word process, but the process of getting better, you'll enjoy it. But find a good PGA pro around your neighborhood.
Yeah, and Andrew, a good teacher... professional will give you, Jeff mentioned the words plan, they'll give you a plan to work on your game, because it's not going to be you go for a lesson and it's going to work. You have to work the plan on the range on yourself. Like you've got to put the work in, whether it be a range session once a week and playing once a week on top of that. Yep. In order to implement that, it's not going to be, okay, I had a 45-minute lesson with Jeff, and I'll see you next week, and you don't do anything in between that, which you're a golfer. That's not, you know, you're going to play. You're going to do those things. So
yeah, and it's not, you don't want to take those lessons in rapid-fire succession. You want it like...
Spread it out,
And you want to get some work in between. I don't want someone to come to me once a week and work on their full swing. They're not. No. In between, you need to go out. You're usually going to get some drills, so do those drills, because drills provide what we call accurate, reliable feedback. When you're doing the drill, you're making the move correctly, and you can drill your swing into good positions. You know, that's what you do during the off season. You do a ton of drills, a ton of practice swings. You come out in the spring, your swing's better.
Yeah. All right, Andrew. Good question, man. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Did I hang up on him? All right, I think I did. Okay.
You're getting a thumbs up, yeah.
different phone system
yes.
from way back in the day. All right, we're going to take our first time out here on Tee to Green. We are presented by our friends at Woods to Wedges. By the way, as Andrew said, you know, he wants to get clubs. Go get fitted at Woods to Wedges. Great place to learn what's right for your swing and you with golf. We will take a time out here. We come back. We're going to talk to the guys from the Golf Crusade. They have been all over the place playing golf. I don't think there's a golf course they haven't seen. We'll talk to them about that. And they got a cool event coming up in September. We'll tell you about the next year on Tee to Green. We're back. Good morning. Tee to Green Golf Show. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mides. Brian Koziel is off this week. I think he wishes he was off playing as many golf courses as he could. But we all want to do that. But if you can't, there's a great way to do it vicariously through the Golf Crusade. And these are two young gentlemen with Central and Western New York ties that have visited and plan to visit every golf course they can in the United States and beyond. And we'll bring him on here now. Landon Owen is one of the gentlemen, and Brett McNamara. Now, Landon is from Waterloo, New York, and Brett went to school at Brockport. I think they both went to college together, and they decided to go on this crusade to play as many golf courses as they can. And their Instagram is a great follow. With all the golf courses that they put up there, I'm like, every day it's like another golf course. There's only been like a few that I'm like, hey, I've actually played there at that golf course. Or if I post something, Jeff, these guys will respond like, oh, yeah, that's a great. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, they have been to every course. So let's say hello to Landon and Brett. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Real good. That was Brett, I presume.
Oh, that was Landon.
Oh, that was Landon. All right. How can I not recognize a Waterloo voice when I know
when
they're...
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. So, Landon, why don't you explain what the Golf Crusade is, how it all started, and what you guys actually do?
Sure, yeah. We, you know, like you said, we grew up in the same area. Our dads actually both owned Big M grocery stores. My father in Waterloo and Brett's in Gates. So we got to travel a lot together as kids, and our families were best friends. So our folks all played golf, and they figured the only way for them to keep playing after they had kids was to get us on the course. And once they got us on, they could never get us off.
I might have bought a few Twinkies at your dad's Big M grocery after Little League game in Waterloo, by the way.
A few.
Yeah.
How do you think they paid for these golf trips?
I think before we went out of business, I bought a lifetime supply.
There you go.
And I'm still working on those.
So how many have you?
Yeah, you know, we.
How many have you played?
Brett, what are we up to these days?
I believe it's 437 different courses. 437.
Jeez,
and
wow.
We keep on chipping away. It's been a pretty fun venture.
So you guys decided to go on and do this. What is your, like, how do you plan where you're going to go and what you're going to do, Brett? How do you decide what the next course is going to be?
Location. Location. I just look up at the area, look where the courses are, and figure out what is accessible. I mean, obviously, the big cities you go to, there's wonderful top 100 courses, many places, and those aren't really accessible to most people. So we just try to find a few local tracks and do some digging to find the hidden gems, because we don't like paying a ton to play. It's much more satisfying to pay $50 for a course that you're blown away by that you've never heard of than it is to pay $75 or $150 or $200 from a course that's, well, nationally, like, known, but you're like, well, that was fine.
So
I don't want to spend $200 again to do that.
So what's a hidden gem tip for you? Like, if you're a golfer listening, what would be a hidden gem tip? Is it an architect that you like, or is it a how do you, is there anything you found that's a common denominator maybe that'll spring a hidden gem for some of these people?
Well, architecture, I think, is pretty high up there. We're both pretty big fans of Mike Stranth, and maybe not everybody has heard of him, but we certainly wish they have or will soon, because he changed things, honestly. His courses kind of are totally unique. Probably 20 years ago, Landon told me that on a trip going from my college in Florida back to home in New York, I stopped in Asheboro, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, Asheboro, North Carolina, and played Tot Hill Farm. That was one of Strance's courses. And that place just kind of like lit my brain on fire as far as like what could be possible on a golf course. It was so different. It was so interesting and exciting. And that's probably the first place I ever took a picture of a golf course and sent it to Landon, because he couldn't make it that day to try to make him jealous. But it was great. And he only ended up doing 7 original courses. And that's kind of led us to, I suppose, our next phase of our little golf journey here. And Landon, why don't you tell him a little about what we got going?
Yeah, we 2 of his courses, which obviously represent over a quarter of his entire portfolio, reside in the Richmond-Williamsburg area. So we're really excited this morning to let everybody know, and we hope you guys come join us. We're going to have our first event. It's going to be called the Iron Maverick. Mike Stranth was known as the Maverick of Golf Course Design. His company was named Maverick Golf Design itself. So we're going to get together and have a little golf Ironman in his honor. Unfortunately, he passed away at the age of 50 due to mouth and throat cancer well before his time was up. But I believe even, I want to quote the right source, I believe it was Golf Week, included him in his top 10 designers of all time. Places like Stream Song and Bandon Dunes, those places all would probably still exist, but they probably look a lot different without him. So we're going to get together. We're going to invite some people to come play the 2 courses that unfortunately had closed, but thankfully had been bought up the last year or so and renovated. Royal New Kent even brought in original shapers from the original design project. And these are 2 courses that won Golf Digest Best New Upscale Course in back-to-back years in 96 and 97. So these courses are no joke. They're tremendous layouts, and we're going to go celebrate, and we hope people do. So on our website, golfcrusade.com, you can go there right now and find more information on the day that we're going to have there. It's going to be Friday, September 20th. Not sure if the PGA is playing that day, Kev, but if they're not, we're going to formally invite you guys to come down and bring a foursome right now.
Oh, you're killing me, because Jeff knows I would do it. I'll be in Jackson, Mississippi for the Sanderson Farms Championship that week, unfortunately. So you'll have to, the second annual, I'll be there, right? Yeah. I can plan a year in advance when it comes to that. But so this is, and we've talked a little bit before about this. You guys alluded to something, Landon, when we discussed, but kind of an inspiration for this is Sweetens Cove, which a Western New York gentleman. There's a podcast up at tdgreen.golf, our website, that I did with Mr. Rivers, who put together the ownership group that includes Peyton Manning and Andy Roddick, who own a 9-hole golf course. It's in Pittsburgh, Tennessee, which is 30 minutes outside of Knoxville. And it's this 9-hole gem that tour players come and play and bring people to come play on private jets. But there's no clubhouse. They changed the whole, so it's not, and the Ringer was the name of the tournament. Zach Blair was trying to build a golf course in Utah, had a fundraising event, kind of like what you guys are going to do, correct?
Yeah, the only difference is that we don't get any money out of the deal.
Well, that's true.
If we could figure out a way to build our own golf course, we'd do that too. Well, But it would certainly be in the Strant style, I believe. But, yeah, the Sweetens Cove guys, Zach Blair, the Ringer, if you've seen the videos on social media from the days that they've spent there in the past, and they're going to Dormy Club in Pinehurst this fall, I believe, it's just unbelievable. And that's what golf needs more of. You know, one of our, we've got two goals with this whole project. One is to play 1,000 courses in our lifetime, and the other is to grow the game. We're not PGA pros. You know, we're not going to put together clinics where it's very difficult for us to have that kind of impact because I'm a hack. Brett's a much better golfer than I am. But, you know, if the way that we can help is by showing that golf is fun, helping courses with good photos, telling good stories, and being stewards of the game, then that's what we'll do. So a little bit different than the Ringer, but just as fun, we hope. And we hope we have a good turnout. We're going to limit it to 18 teams to ensure a good day of play, pace of play. And these are difficult courses, so to get 36 in with a shorter day that we'll have in September is going to be a challenge. But we figure everybody that's going to be there is going to be like-minded and up to the task.
Iron Maverick is the name of the tournament, golfcrusade.com. Final thing, Brett, what courses have you played in the Buffalo area?
I have played Arrowhead out east, and I've played a few courses in the Lockport area, and I played south of Buffalo, Gowanda.
Yes, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to come. We have a Robert Trent Jones golf course called Glen Oak. You'll have to come and be my guest and come out and play there.
And you can come play, and I'll have you at Fox Valley, my home club.
Be fabulous.
All right, so we'll make that happen too. Maybe after the Maverick, fall golf here with some foliage in Buffalo. How's that sound?
That sounds good. I don't think we can make that work.
All right, golfcrusade.com. Go there, check out 437 courses that they've played. They've got great photos. Follow them on Instagram. Every day they're putting out new photos of these golf courses, and the goal is to reach 1,000. Well, it'll be 439 after they come to our invitations here, Jeff. Brett and Landon, thanks so much. Good luck with the Iron Maverick on September 20th.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Cool thing. You know, you want to do something with your buddy, and, you know, you put that together and, you know, go play, try to reach 1,000 golf courses.
That's, you get a lot in New York State. I forget how many are in New York State.
Yes.
But yeah, and there's some amazing ones up in this, you know, up in our area. Well, that's really cool, though. That's a good way to, you know, spend your time.
Huh? Yes. Yeah. Well, I always have people ask me around here, like, okay, where do I go play here? Have you ever played this? And there's only a couple of tracks that I have not played. Moonbrook is one.
Which is fun.
I hear it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, tough to putt.
Stratford. I haven't... Stafford. Stafford.
Another super fun place. That's a place I go when I get a day off, and I'll take my brother and go there. Yeah, it's great.
Those are, I think, the only two in the area that I have not played.
It's not surprising. I might have you beat, though, Kev. I've played a whole bunch of them.
Well, so, yeah. Yes.
I'm fortunate.
I would expect
fortunate.
You to play them all.
Yes.
Jeff, all right, we're going to take a timeout here on TD Green. We come back, we'll get our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. We'll also check in with Kevin Price, who is doing his job, which is highlighting all the players and the tournaments week to week on the Korn Ferry Tour, the pathway to the PGA Tour. He's in Western New York this week in Climber at Peak and Peak. We'll talk to Pricey next here on TD Green.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Jeff and I are sporting our new TD Green captain's hats from New Era Golf. We may have to give one of those away to our TD Green Club.
That's a good idea.
If you haven't become a member of the TD Green Club, by the way, go to tdgreen.golf. It's T-E-E, the number 2, green.golf. There you will, first of all, you can find out how to contact us. But you also will see all our podcasts on there, my weekly column. And when you sign up, and it's free, sign up to our TD Green Club. We're over 500 members strong right now. You get a weekly
news. First year, too.
Yes, yeah. Which our goal was 500 by the end. We're over 5, which is great. You get a weekly newsletter from us. Comes into your inbox. If you haven't found that newsletter, check your junk folder. I mean, we're not junk, but sometimes it goes there. So check that there. Our weekly newsletter comes out there. It's going to be year-round, so not just the golf season. We've got some things planned that we're going to do in the fall for you, just some get-togethers and such. And I also want to mention we have great giveaways. Our next major giveaway for the Open Championship, Odyssey Putter. Courtesy of Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, he gave away a club glove bag, range finder.
Yes.
He had a lot of stuff.
Gave away a lot of great stuff here. Yeah. Right. Real quick on the PGA Tour, they're at the 3M Championship, which is in, 3M Open in Minnesota. Bryson DeChambeau, 9-under in round two. He leads by two at 14-under par over Adam Hadwin, who is 12-under par. He shot 5-under yesterday. Scott Piercy had that great round, 62 in round one. He shot 1-under yesterday, round two. So DeChambeau, a two-shot lead over Canadian Adam Hadwin. You know, the Champions Tour, PGA Tour Champions, is off this week after Steve Stricker won the Open. Our PGA Tour Champions report brought to you by Absolute Care, Affordable Assisted Living. But I do want to mention Tom Lehman, who helped redesign the golf course for this tournament this week. He shot 6-under in the opening round.
He set it up to hit low draws.
He's 62.
Good for him.
Made the cut.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
I used to love watching him play because he had a different move, you know, and he played hard. Him and Paul Azinger, I used to like, because they kind of swung a little different, and they played their own game, and they seem to do well in major championships.
Yeah, so Tom Lehman, I want to get the exact, he shot 4-under round one, 2-under yesterday. He is 6-under par overall. Tom Lehman making the mix there. That's pretty fantastic. Let's bring in for our Korn Ferry Tour report, because it's in Western New York this week, the LECOM Health Challenge, which is at Peak and Peak Resort, from a former WGR alum and from Western New York, Kevin Price joins us here. Pricey, good morning, my friend. How are you?
That is right. WGR alum. I appreciate that. Good to be on.
It's probably on your resume. Yeah.
It is on my resume.
His resume's more impressive now.
That's what I meant. Yeah. That was sarcasm.
How long did it take you to get used to Korn Ferry being the new title sponsor of the tour?
Yeah, so I did a live hit for our social media the first day of competition on Thursday morning in Wichita, after the rebrand, and I introduced it as web. And then I, like, caught myself mid-sentence. But it's totally, like, 5 or 10 times a day I still catch myself saying web. So it's definitely going to take a while. I mean, 7 years. I've been covering it since pretty much college and saying web.com tour. So Korn Ferry Tour will take a while for sure. But, I mean, they're a great sponsor. I met their whole team last week in Utah. Everyone's super excited about it. And seems like a great fit with the partnership, so I'm super excited. But it definitely will take a while instinctively in my brain.
Well, one of the cool things you did was you grabbed all these kernels of corn, popcorn, right, and you put them in a glass, and you went around to the players on the Korn Ferry Tour, the event, and said, "Can you guess how many kernels are in there?" And someone actually guessed it, right?
Well, yep. Tom Whitney guessed it, but he had overheard. Because we had done the game on the range with a few different players. Yeah, 528 to signify the number of alumni wins on the PGA Tour. Just, you know, a few of those funny things. Had players play Pictionary to guess the name. But most of them had known pretty much by that point, but it was still fun to do. Kind of get some content around the rebrand.
So what's the story down in Clymer this week besides the weather, or is that the main story with what's going on?
No, I mean, the players, obviously, we get weather most weeks out here on the Korn Ferry Tour. Good practice to say Korn Ferry Tour. But, no, I mean, we had a Monday finish a couple weeks ago in Wichita. We had a 54-hole event in Greenville a couple weeks ago. It just kind of comes with the territory. And but the leader, Will Cannon, it's kind of funny. I just finished interviewing him, and I can't remember. It's not often you have that early of a leader interview. But he just had a hole and a half to play. Got up at 3:30, went to the gym, did his whole workout routine, did a whole warm-up just to go out and hit 3 full shots, basically a wedge, driver wedge. He's 12 under through 2 rounds, and like so many guys out here on this tour, you know, just plenty of talent just waiting for that chance. He's 25 out of Birmingham, Alabama, and he's coming off a missed cut in his last start where he actually shared the first-round lead, went 63-78 in Wichita. Took last week off and back out here clearly ready to go and plenty of energy. But yeah, I mean, plenty of storylines. Will Zalatoris, who out of Wake Forest was a, you know, amateur stud, college stud, entered the year with no status actually, but got a sponsor invite this week, the Korn Ferry sponsor invite, and he's 11 under through 2 rounds. He'll be right in the mix. So always that mix of rookies and veterans. You have guys who have been around a while and played the tour, like Davy Vanderwalt and Tim Wilkinson, and other young guys like Matt Campbell, who's just making his fourth start. So always plenty of storylines out here. That's what makes it so fun.
We're talking with Kevin Price, a WGR alum, a Western New York native, and he covers the Korn Ferry Tour for PGATour.com. I see Pricey about twice a year at tournaments, and I just want to say this. He is impressive. And the players love him. He's done an unbelievable job. Every time he runs into a PGA Tour player, whether you're at the Players' Championship or something, they all say hello to him because of what he does to tell their stories. He's up-and-coming players. And I just say it as a compliment to you, Kevin.
And a great Twitter follow.
And he is a great Twitter follow. And the creative stuff that you do, I just mentioned the corn kernels, but you've done a bunch of other creative stuff. So hats off to you, my friend, and what you've done. Speaking of hats, Zach Blair, this is Zach Blair's second reference on the show, by the way. Zach Blair is playing an event. Is he wearing, he's trying to build a golf course in Utah, the Buck Club, that it's called. Is he wearing those hats that he sells on Instagram and Twitter?
Yeah. Zach Blair is awesome. He, really cool guy. He's fun. He's just golf obsessed. He qualified for the U.S. Open, and I was talking with him about, you know, the 36-hole qualifier and, you know, how to mentally prepare for that, and he just kind of laughed. He's like, I play like 30 times a year, 36 holes a day. Got a bunch of degenerate friends. It's just funny lines like that. And, yeah, he's had a up and down year, some good weeks, some miscuts. You know, he played a few years on the PGA Tour out of college, out of BYU, and had some early success. But, I mean, it's just a fine line in this game. Nate Lashley last week wins his Monday qualifier, who missed at the Monday qualifier and gets in his alternate. But, I mean, all the guys out here on this tour have plenty of talent to compete on the PGA Tour, and Zach Blair is definitely one of them. But this goes to show you come back down to this tour, and it's still going to be a hard work to back up, even if you are playing up there.
You know, speaking of Zach's, Kevin,
Zach Blair definitely one of the favorites for sure. But yeah, you brought him up.
Speaking of Zach's, Zach Suker. What a story a couple weeks ago at the Travelers Championship. I worked that event, and I just love that guy. Love his attitude, and love how it finished, where he flubs a chip, then holds it out for par to finish tied for second. And I just thought it was very refreshing to hear him talk about what that meant to him and his family financially, all that he's went through. And you have more experience with that guy. Just a super individual, and those are the stories that I'm glad we get to see in golf.
So cool. And he had missed the cut at our event the previous week, the Lincoln Land Championship, and then goes on to finish tied for second. So if, at the Travelers. So if that doesn't tell you about the fine line, I don't know how to have a better illustration of that. But yeah, he was out of commission for a year with different ailments in his lower body and came back out this year on a medical. Good to see him in Bogota, and we're just happy to see him back out and playing. You never know. And, you know, super nice family. His wife, Courtney's great. And just like you said, being in credit card debt and being able to just have a couple good weeks on this tour in the spring to pay off some bills and then go to the Travelers. And I think he's just a little bit outside the top 125 cup right now. So he still has some work to do to make the playoffs. Otherwise, would come back to try to re-earn his card through the Corn Ferry Tour Finals. But regardless, I mean, getting all that money and points at the Travelers to be able to, you know, help his family financially and set them up for a while is just huge. And such a nice guy. He got his card for the first time off this tour in 2014. Met him that fall. Always been a great guy. So it was really huge. The Travelers do so well.
This is the disappointing thing. Is this is the last year with the deal down there at Peak and Peak, isn't it?
So LeeCom transferred their title sponsorship to Sarasota. They have the LeeCom Suncoast Classic down there, and definitely always trying our best to, you know, keep a tournament around here, whether it's at Peak and Peak or somewhere else. Definitely the tour loves to market it, and you know, hoping. Obviously, I'm not, you know, in the midst of those conversations, my job is definitely different, but always definitely trying to stay, honestly, in the area. The players love it. You love it. The great vibe. Peak and Peak's been great. LeeCom's been great. It's been awesome. Four great years, I've been lucky enough to cover all of them, and it's been super cool. You know, my Florida hometown event, hour and a half away, but still definitely feels... My mom volunteers on 17. My dad comes and brings beer for the ops truck. It's always fun. It's a cool week for sure.
Very Buffalo thing right there.
Yeah, there you go. Awesome thing to do. Well, Kevin. Yep. That's it. There you go. Well, thanks for your time, my friend. We appreciate it. And keep up the great work. And I hope to catch you down the road here.
Thank you guys so much. Always great to come on WGR.
You got it.
Appreciate it.
Kevin Price. Again, you can see his work, PGAtour.com, covering the Corn Ferry Tour. What did I do? I hung up on him. Okay.
Pushed the wrong button.
Yeah, he does some fun things. Like, you know, he caddied for a player, and they chronicled that. He chronicled trying to break 80.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was even breaking 90. His chronicles of actually buying a car, because, you know, he rented so many cars.
Oh, because he travels so
much. Yeah, he travels so much. And he's like, he finally got, I think I need to get a car, finally, you know?
And park it in his driveway at home, yeah.
Well, one of the cool things, he lost a bunch of weight a couple of years. He's interviewing Tony Finau at a tour event. And Finau's like, oh, hang on, I haven't seen you. Man, you look great. Like, and that's just Justin Thomas at a press conference. Hey, Pricey, how you doing? Like, that's the relationship that he builds up, because he's you know, you can tell he's got a great kid, great personality, very unassuming.
Yeah, when you meet him, you just right away like the guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I met him once. I'm like, hey, he's a nice guy.
All right. Well, listen, that's going to wrap up our show for today.
Fun show.
Yeah, next week we'll be at Lockport Country Club, our second trip out there this year on our Tee to Green tour. So we look forward to visiting Raul and everybody out there at Lockport Town and Country Club. Talk about hidden gems. I love that place. It's absolutely fantastic. Thanks to Derek Kramer. Thanks to the guys from the Golf Crusade, golfcrusade.com, their quest for 1,000 courses, their tournament that they're going to have in Richmond. You can play some great courses, 36 in one day, the Iron Maverick. They're calling that. Details, golfcrusade.com. And don't forget, teetogreen.golf. Sign up to be a Tee to Green Club member free. We're giving away an Odyssey putter, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, on Open Championship Saturday. So that's going to be fun. You can go see Jeff at Glen Oak. Need lessons or anything at Glen Oak Golf Club. I'm Kevin Sylvester. Thanks for listening to Tee to Green.
Central will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.